The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
It's season 2, episode 21. We're talking about Spider-Man today. And let me just tell you some things. If you think you're going to come on the show or hear the show today and it's going to be like, oh, Spider-Man's the greatest, you're probably just not going to like me at all. Josh, kick the beat. I'm sipping on that mother Kahlua today. We're talking about mother Spider-Man. He's yeah, Spider-Man. LGBTQ, he's the man or woman or cat, whatever you want to call it. All I know, his mama is an alcoholic. Yeah.
I like it.
Quit agreeing on shit today, Roth. I like it.
Yourself, bastard.
Damn, why you gotta talk about people like that, bro? Call him a bastard. So what if I don't have a dad?
Oh, God.
Tim doesn't have a dad. So what, you bastard? Okay, yeah, exactly.
Okay, I didn't say. Sorry, my bad. Love you guys.
We're talking about Spider-Man today. I get it. All the homies listening and everybody like, Spider-Man, what the f*** can say about Spider-Man?
He's the coolest. What are you going to say about Spider-Man?
Yeah, I know.
He's not my favorite, but why don't you like him?
You could ask 20 if you could have any superheroes' powers in the world, I guarantee none of them would be Spider-Man. I guarantee you.
Nobody wants to get bit by a spider.
No. Not even that. Not even that. You could skip the spider. Who gives a f about an Olympic that spits around webbing all over? I'm telling you, he can't.
Only one of them can. And remember if I
No, no, Roth. They all use webbing. They all use
right,
webbing.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But only one of them.
You're going. Okay. Yeah. See, that's where you show you're thinking outside the box. I'm talking all these use webbing. That's right, it. Right. They don't have any superpowers like other than super strength. And let me tell you right now, your best gymnast can do what the f- they're doing. What he's doing. So then you just gotta annihilate that shit, and then it's like they can stick to a wall.
What about
he's
the spider sense and like he
a f***ing Olympic, Roth? Olympics. Come on, my nigga.
Dude, he can anticipate attacks. I mean
Okay, Superman can too.
No way, he's season.
Well, no, Superman is naturally quicker. Yeah. He's
Batman
he's
can see him
like
coming. Batman can see him coming. Their own ways, not necessarily one way. They can see their way just because we're so spider sense is the only way you can see your own enemies. Are you narrowing?
No. It's pretty good.
He does the swinging.
It's not. No, you're not. Well, I mean, like I say, you could ask 100 names.
He just really doesn't like them.
No, I don't like them, bro. Like I'm saying, Tobey Maguire was good enough for me. After that, my daughter's probably going to come in here and clothesline me, but Andrew Garfield.
Emo Spider-Man and shit.
I don't care about that.
You never liked him in Marvel vs. Capcom or anything. Like you never liked him in any of the games. He was pretty good. He was pretty good in the fighting
games. I don't even really care about now because it's the same shit. You can't do nothing, and you don't say Venom because I got Venom in the Tobey Maguire, the first Spider-Man.
You know the only thing that I
that
could
was number three.
Say, I could say I actually enjoy is the original cartoon, the Spider-Man and Amazing Friends. That's like
so. Time I'm so goddamn.
I thought you were gonna say the 90s one. Camera. I was gonna be like, I got you. I'm like Spider-Man and his amazing friends. Oh, geez.
But I'm telling you, bro, like there's things that like my Spider-Man's gotta do to show me how shit's real, bro.
How would you make Spider-Man better then?
Like, do you want to start with the recast, the movies, or do you want to start with the personality of a real Spider-Man?
Personality and all that shit aside, do you find his overall power set interesting? And if not, how would you change that?
It's weak.
What's wrong with a white man shooting jizz out of his hands? There's
it's
nothing
no
wrong
problem
with that.
Because there's a white. Listen here, this is funny.
It's sticky.
This is funny because the world's fastest men in comics are two white, and them is a beating up, bro. Flash and Quicksilver will beat that up, and they're the fastest people, and it had to be white. That's how racist it is. But see, would it be racist if the two fastest things were mutants were niggas?
That's where his spider sense comes in. He can react
no,
in time.
Tim. Okay, then, if his spider sense came into that play that much, why is he getting his ass kicked? Why is he taking a L? He's taking a punch for sure. All the time.
Yes, he gets beat up a lot.
So the Spider Sense ain't really working a lot, man. Come on. That's like if Bruce Wayne realized.
But we're just seeing him become Spider Man, though. This is like Spider Man.
That's the problem.
He's learning how to fight. He's just a kid.
Oddly enough, more recent comic book Spider Man is basically just Batman because he, like, at some point ran his own company. At some point, just started making all of his own crazy kooky gadgets outside of like Tony Stark and shit. Like, and then he started throwing like dudes in like a prison where they just all break out anyway. Spider-Man, more or less, like for a minute there, became pretty much just Batman with Spider-Man powers.
Now here we go. Here's another
thing. Like post-college Spider-Man.
But my Spider-Man, if I really want to believe, first off, this Miles Morales is a Steven Django. Do I need to say any more? Do you understand the premise of where I'm coming from? Samuel Jackson Django. If you don't understand, that's what this spider, this Miles Morales motherfucker looks
like.
You
really think so?
Yep.
Okay, how do you feel that?
Isn't he Puerto Rican?
We'll get back. We'll get down to that down the road. I'm jumping topics and jumping things I want to get off my hairy hamburger chest. Okay. When I hear Spider-Man, first off, what's the first words that come to you, Josh, when you hear Spider-Man?
Spiderwebs?
No. Okay, so spiderwebs. That's the first thing that comes to your head when you hear Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I'm like, again?
My first thing is like the sound, thwip, like the sound of the spider, like when he shoots it.
You know what comes to mind when I hear Spider-Man?
What's that?
Boy.
How is that?
And I don't use these words loosely, bro. These are four strong words.
I mean...
Ready for this? He's a homegrown ass bitch mate. I ain't gonna say trifling, but he's a bitch mate. First off, bro.
These are hard accusations. I mean, like, okay. Examples, your
honor. I got a list of them. Do you need me to pull them out? God damn it. Right now, I got a list of this nigga right now. He needs to man up. First off, having superpowers like that and you're crying about one woman dying, there's too many fish in the sea. G up, bro.
Stalker. Well, it's not so much that it's one woman dying. It's he caused the death.
Okay, Raphael, you ready for this?
Go for it.
Name a Pokemon in their evolved form. Josh. Oh,
like right now, Charizard.
Charizard. Dunce, bro. You're dead.
Josh, I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for what else you had.
You're dead. You're done.
I was literally waiting for the rest of it. I'm like, okay,
you're done.
Is there anything else to it?
You're dead. Okay, Josh, name a Pokemon in their evolved form.
Clefairy or Chansey.
Chansey, which is the psychic one, right?
Yeah, the healing, the one in the Poke Centers.
That's healing and everything right there?
Yeah.
That bitch ass Pokemon a up Peter Parker.
I mean, yeah.
His Charizard will put hands on
that's
that.
That's a psychic
too, bro.
Pokemon.
We're not even going to go Pikachu in Raichu form and none of that. We're just going to go Pika, the original one that Ash got. That is undefeated. We'll put hands on Peter Parker. If that ain't explaining to you, I got little animals. We're not even talking humans with straight human intelligence.
There are Pokemon that'll take out a lot of superheroes, though, dog. Come on.
No, they won't. I can name three right now, and this is off the tip.
Like, I could. Daredevil's gone. Batman's gone.
Of course. You know, Batman? I don't know. Batman might work some shit. Batman will come up. Batman will be like, oh, it's fire. Water. Batman will be the greatest Pokemon trainer there ever will be if he was, bro. Batman would like, that's a f-ing Gyarados. Water. What is it? Rock.
You don't think any of the Marvel Illuminati themselves would even be like, or like any of the rest of the Justice, they're pretty freaking brainy.
And then Batman, cold part about it. Batman is so f***ed up and so sadistic, he'll figure out how to put the Justice League in f***ing Pokeballs. He'll throw Superman. I'm telling you right now. He'll be like, I choose you, Superman. And then you see him come out with some weird gears on. I'm going to f***ing kill you, Bruce. I'm going to f***ing kill you, bro. I'm telling you.
He's in like some weird Pokemon suit. And everything, like he just forced them into
No, I'm telling you, bro, it's gonna be Batman with a Batman suit with a weird Pokemon symbol with the on the face. It's Bruce. You know it's Bruce. He got the paper. He got the money to get it all, too.
He's just going to be extra just for extra sake, just so Clark could feel like an asshole.
I'm telling you right now, my name. Y'all can Pokemon.
He doesn't even call Superman. It's Clark, I call you.
No, not even Clark. Let's go, Kent. Like,
I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you, all you playing Pokemon Go and play Pokemon. Y'all afraid of Team Rocket? Team Wayne. Watch out for them, bro.
Kill you. They'll kill your Pokemon.
Team Wayne. Y'all better watch out, bro.
Them fools are done. Battle to the day, get knocked out. That shit is to the death.
No, we're going off subject, though. Like I said,
Spider-Man. Yeah, I was about to say, we got to get back to Spider-Man.
But like I said, Spider-Man get ran by some Pokemons. And then, like I said, by this, bro, like he's basically an Olympic gymnast that got bit by a spider that spits in inner fluids at people around the whole city.
Hawkman okay. Got killed by a Pokemon.
So we haven't yet talked about how you would change Spider-Man's power set to start with.
Power set. Well, all it is a personality this needs to get, bro. That's all he needs. If he smoked a little weed, drank a little bit,
English. He's English, no, trying to be American.
That ain't American. Don't drink a goddamn Bud Light. Shout out to Muldaney. No, you guys. All right, now.
You don't think maybe Miles Morales, like, on the side, just around the corner.
House nigga, bro. Don't get no vibes.
He's too good
for
that. But isn't he Puerto Rican?
The only way that could have worked if they gave it to Mr. Gambino. But they didn't. So they lost it.
He's still in there anyway.
Might need to smoke weed. Possibly be from a gang in the neighborhood. One parent, mom, one ghetto mama or two in the house if the dad's there. Some ghetto sisters.
Well, his thing is that his parents are dead, or at least like one close relative has to have died.
That's weak.
So that's part of the formula.
But how you get bit by a spider because you lose a family member? So you got lose a family member, then life hits you with a spider.
Those two are directly related.
But they have to happen.
Yeah, exactly. They're not directly related, but they're like the onions, and you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I mean, it's weak as f-. So what if Clark Kent somehow got hit by a motherfucking meteor when he was a baby coming to Earth and got shot at the Green Lantern shit? Now you got Lantern Kent.
Well, no, Clark Kent is an alien himself.
Don't steal that either, DC. I'll come for your ass. Copyrighted by Big Comedy Network.
They might have already done it. You don't even know. Who knows?
No. The only reason he's Superman is because he has our yellow sun. If he would have landed like a couple miles over, you know, to another universe, he would have got a red sun and had any powers.
Of course, Roth is our Superman expert. We already know about Superman from last season.
He's
guys.
A Superman expert wearing a Batman shirt.
That beats bitches. You know, Superman beats the women. Like,
he went to the other team as soon as he found out. Like, beat them. For those listening, watching, for those that don't remember, last season we covered a quick little segment where we found some issues called Superman's Girlfriend Lois Lane, and those covers are dicey.
My Spider-Man's got to do shit like this to even get me to go on the radar with him. Show him, Josh. Mine got to get hyphy, bro. My Spider-Man got to have a Henny bottle. No, show him the other. Show him the other ones, Josh.
Oh, I've seen this one.
Batman, no. Like I said, Batman, no.
Both Spider-Mans here, they cut.
Iron Man, square-ass Tony's like, this ain't for me. All right, Josh, go to the next one. Come on, shout out to Bobby Schmurder. Come on. Gang, bro.
Oh my God.
Come on.
If you're just only listening on Spotify and our other audio platforms, we've just watched a series of Spider-Men really getting it down.
Jamming.
Them niggas ain't jamming and niggas ain't getting it down. Niggas is hood stepping straight up. Except for that twerk one. Then I don't know about that twerk
that,
one.
That last little twerk
one. Yeah, the twerk one wasn't, but the other ones was hood stepping, bro. Because you can't say Spider-Man with a Henny bottle at a birthday party ain't hood.
No, that's, no one's arguing that. That at all.
Nah, no one at all.
Like I said, and then my Spider-Man's got to hit the blunt. Got to hit the bleezy.
He probably does. Probably
all do. Okay, here's you wanna picture my Spider-Man, Ralph?
Yeah.
Name three of your most iconic black characters in movies. It could be any of them. And then I'll give you the ones it should be.
Let's see. Iconic? Samuel Jackson. Let's do Eddie Murphy and
No, their roles.
Oh.
Like, what would you say? Samuel Jackson from Pulp Fiction would be your Spider-Man?
Yeah, that'd probably be the hit Samuel Jackson for Pulp Fiction.
My Miles Morales literally has to be the prequel to Black Dynamite or Undercover Brother. That's my Miles Morales.
Damn Dynamite. Thank you, wow. Dynamite.
I'll give me Pootie Tang, the baby Pootie Tang.
Right on.
As my Black Spider-Man, but you want to hear my recast for the new Spider-Man?
Yeah.
All right, where do you want to go? Peter Parker first.
Let's start there.
Stephen Hawking.
Pre wheelchair or after wheelchair?
What do you mean? Stephen Hawking always been in a goddamn wheelchair, hasn't he?
Well, he'll certainly be able to get around.
Hell yeah, you just see us swinging in a wheelchair across Brooklyn.
Well, he'd only be able to crawl two-handed, really.
No, the spider powers get in the wheelchair legs. He's rolling up walls.
Oh no, that's true. If he gets spider bitten, some of that shit might heal.
Yeah,
that's very true.
Nah, that running up walls can't speak. I'm Spider-Man typing. I'm going to hell for this. I'm Spider-Man.
All that there is shit, definitely bro. A special I mean, place in hell.
I'm already there for Michael J. Fox, probably. So. I'll see you.
But you got Stephen Hawking
there, you face.
And then you got Dr. Octopus.
I don't understand. Like, listen, I really don't understand the backlash on that. He's a talented actor. He could have nailed that role.
Yeah, he could have nailed it. Low key, I ain't lying. That's a good
that's what I'm saying. All right,
now here we go. Dr. Octopus is Christopher Reeve's post accident.
Oh, right on.
Oh my God.
They would have moved around in his wheelchair. And he's able to think what he needs to do. It's perfect. Perfect role.
Well.
Oh, then you want Kraven? You want Kraven?
All right.
The Tiger King. Doc. No, that's the Tiger King is Kraven.
Okay.
I'm going to get you, you son of a bitch.
Right on.
I don't know if this one. Now, Josh, show the picture of Clint Eastwood.
Old or young?
No. Sent you a picture of Clint Eastwood, remember? We only had so many texts, me and you, this weekend. Come on, Josh.
Oh.
you're getting down to one life, bro.
This was like
he went from 9 to 1 quick.
God damn, the season just started. Josh, my friend, I'm fearing for your life right now.
No, you gotta find some Phoenix Downs or something. Holy shit.
That was my bad.
Yeah. He sees it now. He even texted. Dude, he responded to the text. He goes, all right, dude. Like, he responds to it, so I know he knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know.
He kind of sort of forgot a little bit, sort of in a lot, but a lot of ways, maybe.
I did call Josh on Memorial this weekend, and he was at his dad's drinking. Yeah. He's like, what's up? I was like, oh, Josh is feeling it right now. What's up, bro? He's like, yeah, he's like sipping on some beers at dad's house.
Holy shit. He's a
awesome.
Bro. Oh, yeah, G.
Yeah, that was a good time. It was my dad's birthday. That's fine.
Yeah, he was having fun. He's like, I'm about 3 in. I was like, there we go. Get it in. I don't want to bother you no more. See you later.
Nice.
Oh, shit. All right. Here you go.
Now, that picture there, you see that? That's my vulture. That's the vulture.
He would actually be a really good vulture.
No, he'd probably be the best Vulture that ever existed. Come on, it's
clean. Bro, yeah. That right there, no makeup. You know how much the cost? They would only have to do a little punk ass suit on that.
The Batman that laughs.
You come as is, Mr. Yeah, he could even be Dark Knight that laughs or Metal Dark, whatever that is. God damn those teeth, bro.
He looks like it right there.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Like, no, but just... like I said, Spider-Man was never for me because the only two villains that kept me going in Spider-Man, bro, ever, were Carnage and Venom.
Those were 90s classics.
They're pretty badass.
That's it.
I don't know if any of you guys saw IGN or like one of these fools, they put out a tweet. So one of them was they were promoting the new collector's edition for the game. And there's this new, like, big-ass Venom statue with both Miles and, like, Peter Parker just, like, trying to, like attacking him, right? And they whoever was in charge of this caption went straight to jail after this. I'm pretty sure he wrote, "Enjoy the 19 inches of Venom in the new collector's edition."
Ooh, they knew what they were doing, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody hit the comments. Everybody.
They like, know what they're
like,
doing,
everybody's like,
bro.
You're talking about the game, right?
That's like Peter Parker, like, dude, this web won't come out of me. Like, you know what you're saying with those lines, dude, bro.
Somebody put a clip together on YouTube of what the announcers on football games say. It's nuts. Around all those lines and shit.
What does this have to do with Spider-Man?
That's what it I was doesn't. Just about to say. What does that have to do with
it comics? It doesn't. They're just talking about the we're talking about.
Okay, then.
Rob just killed the whole show.
Yeah, killed the vibe.
Bitches. Shit.
Dude, watch how you call people that, dude. That is a very
didn't we just
word,
have, like,
bro?
A whole thing about this?
That was last season. That was old shit.
Rob, I'm just saying, if you can throw that out loosely, I can throw out... And you're not gonna get mad then,
right?
Okay, then. So behave. So behave.
No,
he knows. I'll hit him with that.
Shut up, fool. Shut up, right?
Move on. Apologize.
I said I'm sorry. Okay, let's keep moving.
Hey, dude, you're peeking like your nipples on screen, bro.
Huh?
All right, dude. So like we were saying before, rudely interrupted. They said those same things in football clips on YouTube. I'm sorry. It's not going to go your way. I don't give a f- about Mary Jane Watson, Zadonna, Zadeya, Zucchini, whatever she is. That's a horrible Mary Jane to me. Kristen Dunst was the closest, coolest thing to one. I don't care about what was the one in the gala now with the big bug eyes, look like a beetle eyes every time she...
Emma
screen.
Stone?
Yeah, big ass Stone. Eyes, bro. Swear to God, her eyes is big every time.
She's out here shooting everybody.
She's looking it's at like, everything bro, at all angles.
I'm just saying,
at all times.
Bro. Yeah, she ain't missing. I don't know how she didn't catch she was going to fall. How you didn't see them fall? Them eyes is wide the f- open.
That's fucked up.
Like, damn, bro. I'm just saying, bro.
Special place in hell.
This is off rip. Andrew Garfield, I'm sorry. You're a skinny-ass motherfucking Spider-Man. You're skinny
well,
as
f- yeah, they went for Ultimate Spider-Man. That dude
yeah,
was skinny
that's
as
Ultimate skinny.
No, I will admit, when I did read Ultimate Spider-Man back in the day, like way before the, you know, just even Andrew Garfield even came on the screen. Like, I was reading it, and I'm just like, he is pretty.
Let me
just
tell you about Andrew, about Garfield. I know all the white women is the one. Oh, he's cute. He's cute. For a who got a big nose, that got a big nose. Okay, just gonna throw it out there. For a who got a big nose, that got a big nose. Look like it's broken too. I swear to God.
Why are you being racist against big noses now? What the fuck about big noses?
Okay, see, Roth, that's how can I be racist against myself when I shot myself first in the foot?
Anyways, what's the nose got to do with you not liking him? Or him being Spider-Man?
I don't know. What's the problem with me not liking you?
I don't care.
Thank you. Thank you for answering it for me. I don't care. So back to the scheduled program at hand.
What about his nose bothers you?
None. It's a weak Spider-Man, bro. It's okay. A weak Spider-Man. You might as well put, let's just be honest. With the way that Andrew Garfield Spider-Man was, you might as well have thrown, what's the from The Flash on the WB?
Grant Gustin.
That might as well have been in that universe. Same body frame and small bro.
He probably would have made a good Spider-Man too, to be quite honest with you.
After Tobey Maguire in the third one, was it the third one, when he sits there and the trailer had him upside down, just like the Fox 90s cartoon, upside down on the side of the Twin Towers, and he wakes up and realizes he's in the symbiote.
That wasn't the Twin Towers, but by the time that movie came out, it was way past that.
Yeah, Twin Towers of Dawn, because I remember now. The first Spider-Man came out during the Twin Towers, and they took away the scene. Because it was a helicopter got caught in the webbing between both of them, so they removed that scene. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that now. But no, when he's waking up upside down on the side of the building and he's looking at himself in that all-black symbiote, shit is hard, just like the 90s cartoon.
That was exactly like the cartoon.
The only thing they f***ed up on is giving me motherfucking stupid-ass, big-eared, corny, ogre-looking leech from that 70s show. Sorry, guys, I never liked that 70s show. F***ing hate
Listen,
it.
So it happened. What the
70s show or not, Topher Grace was... I'll agree, not the best choice for Eddie Brock. We grew up on the 90s show, dude. We used to f***ing big Hulk and motherfucker
steroids
trying to fumble a goddamn camera. Like, that's...
Roids, that was shooting with pinky and thumb the camera, nigga, bing.
But to be fair, 90s show Spider-Man was also pretty f***ing jacked.
90s Spider-Man was hard. Come on.
Yeah. He was pretty muscly. He was out there kicking ass.
And here's the cold part.
Pulls up.
I didn't give a about Peter even there, and Peter was an adult. Females and shit.
He was out there tapping Black Cat and everything.
Yeah, all that at that time on the 90s when he had dates and everything in the 90s one. Didn't give a about him. Only gave a about the villains.
They were cool on that show. They were
the villains were
cool.
Dope as except for the Lizard. I didn't give a about his episode.
The Lizard was could have been cooler, but they chose to go like pretty classic costume.
That was the first one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then they gave us some Mysterio, and then we got later, and when we got once we got Venom and all that, that's when that shit was active.
Spider-Man 1, the video game, gave me my first real case of rage quit.
Is that the one with Tobey Maguire?
Yes, the Tobey Maguire.
That was the best fourth wall breaking commentating video game I've ever played since then.
It was pretty
Tobey Maguire, bro, because he would be like
Bruce Campbell,
him talking to you as the person and him talking to himself is f***ing dope. Was in that one, bro.
It was like the closest you got to Deadpool, like a little
Hold on, but get it straight. I don't give a f*** about Spider-Man, you asshole jackoffs watching. Continue.
It kind of sounded like you were for like a good 5 minutes there.
Well, I mean, like, you can't help but admit some cool things about some things, but then, you know, you can still not like something
of
overall.
Course,
but like, yeah.
Webs, listen here. The web swinging's cool, but if I want that or Superman flying, I'll take the Superman flying.
You're going to take the flying.
Your webs are not going to stop Superman, though. Come on.
All right. So all in all, guys, Spider-Man, to be really honest, if they came out with a comic today, which I'm probably sure they will soon, that Spider-Man is actually...
After they hear this, yeah.
transsexual or is part of that whole community, I wouldn't be surprised because Spider-Man technically is that. He is that community. He represents the strength of spewing their web of love all over the city.
He did do that. He did that a couple times already in comics. So
he did transition from regular human to superhuman. So you could say,
like I said, if there's things about Spider-Man, it doesn't surprise me. If they decide to say he's bisexual, I knew it.
Every superhero seems to be going through that right now. Like,
yeah, like, I get it. There's certain characters you can... Now, don't try to sit there and say the Hulk's transgender. I'll be mad as like, huh? How does that even work?
Well, hold on. He transitions back and forth alone. A lot, buddy.
Leave Mark Ruffalo alone, okay?
No. I'm just saying, if Hulk... Oh, he does
transition. Hulk transitions.
He becomes She-Hulk.
No, he flips the switch, like, often.
Like, that would be funny as... If She-Hulk was there, and then it was Bruce Banner, then out of nowhere, it was Hulk in a dress and a wig with a Gucci purse in it. Out of nowhere, it's just looking
and at back
it.
To Bruce Banner.
And then the villain's looking like it's two She-Hulks. Like,
just decided what happened to Bruce? Okay.
What happened to the dude?
If Bruce okay. decided to transition.
Yeah, this is Bruce. It's like, you know, shout out Bruce Jenner.
Okay, maybe... I think we've gone a little too long now.
Holy
it's probably the best. Listen, thank you for tuning in. Okay. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you. If you're a returning visitor, thank you for staying with us.
Shout
this
out to
long.
Big Comedy Network.
Shout out to Big Comedy Network.
It's all jokes, guys. I love you guys. None of that shit's personal. It's all
good.
I mean,
it's all jokes. It's all good fun.
So I'll picture it as a roast with us. That's what the fast signal does.
All right. Before we head out, I want to try to keep one of our ideas that we had going. Who wants to close us out with a song suggestion?
I got it. Since Roth was loosely throwing this word around all night at people, I'm just gonna say I recommend anybody this week listen to "Don't Act Like a Bitch" by Too Short and 50 Cent and them.
Boo's message to Spider-Man.
Yeah, basically.
And I apologize. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Joshua, right. If you can and they're capable, kick the beat. Oh my God, he was on point.
I had it ready.
That's my... All right, you got your 9 lives back, Josh.
I mean,
what a roller coaster.
Holy shit. That was quick, man.
I had two misses.
Hell yeah, Josh. Good job, brother. Good job.
Thank
Hold
you.
On.
Three on point,
which,
two misses.
Which miss took out 7?
This is hyperbolic.
Like, that was a heavy miss.
Love you, niggas.
Love you, too.
Thank you, brother.
Did you say the Be Good Humans thing?
Yes, he did. Oh, he cringes sure every did. Time he did.
Oh,
every time
Josh
he does.
Said, oh.
No.
Oh, I'm cramping. Hold on, I'm cramping. Hold on.